You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, I'm Richard Klein.
I'm Caroline Aaron.
And you're listening to Around the Sun,
an episodic audio drama created by Brad Forenza.
This is season 2, episode 8, After the Apocalypse.
See you there.
Nina and Dan stand face to face in the doorframe of what used to be their home. Nina on the inside and Dan on the outs. He struggles to hold up his pants.
Why are you here, Daniel?
I want to see my family.
Of course you do. Who else would think to check in on their family after the apocalypse? Not before, not during, but after. Only a delusional person would do that.
I told you to call if you need anything.
Oh, you're right. You left a note. Call if you need anything. How valiant. How chivalrous. What was I supposed to think? Were you gone for the day? Were you gone forever? Or were you vying for public office again? Call if you need anything? Give me a break.
I didn't mean to hurt you.
Who was she?
It wasn't that.
You're lying.
It never was.
You owe me an explanation.
I was lost.
So why are you here?
I told you.
You never called, so clearly you didn't need anything. Your needs were met.
I needed you.
What happened out there, Daniel? Who met your needs?
I love you.
I could have died.
Yeah, but you didn't.
I could have. Maybe I'm already dead, or buried alive, or too hardened to burn, or something in between, or everything. I'm dead inside, Daniel. There are parts of me that will never regrow.
You're not dead. I know dead.
Great. Super. If you know so much, then I want answers. Where did you go and why are you here? And don't you have a belt? Your pants are falling down. You look like a fool.
It was time to come home.
Excuse me?
I said it was time to come home.
Oh, I heard what you said. I'm just not sure how to respond, especially since you never told me you were leaving. Your note might just as well have said, gone fishing.
There are no fish in the desert.
Well, if your intention was not to cause pain, not to kill me in your own quiet way, then you can understand how your actions sent a mixed message.
It's not what you think.
Okay, so regale me the truth this time, if you're capable of it.
I was lost.
I said the truth.
I'm telling you the truth, Nina. I was lost in the desert. At first, it was darkness, solitude, walking amidst the billowing smoke and the falling asteroids. But I didn't fear them, Nina. I didn't care. And when my body couldn't walk anymore, I took refuge at the red rock at the end of the earth. I'd lost myself in 1,000 endless nights. I cried watching the brilliance of competing supernovae. I wailed, bearing witness to the death of those luminous stars. I purged who I was at the end of the earth, and I left it all behind. I was exposed. And now I've come home.
Well, bully for you.
I died out there, Nina, not you. And now I'm reborn.
And what makes you think I want you back in my house? The house you left years ago without so much as an explanation.
Now you have one.
I wouldn't call that an explanation, Daniel. Just another delusion, just some fantastical bullshit.
It's my house too.
No, Daniel. You haven't lived here in a long time. Your kids wouldn't even recognize you. I barely recognize you.
I've changed.
Whose clothes are you even wearing?
We built this house together.
And?
It's my house too, Nina.
Nice try.
It's my house too.
I have kept this house safe. This house weathered the storm. It weathered the apocalypse. I made sure of it. This is not your house anymore. This is not your home.
But I have nowhere to go.
Your mail stopped coming a long time ago, Daniel.
I've been in the desert. I need my clothes.
Oh, she wouldn't even get you a new suit.
The only affair I had out there was with the moon.
Then sleep under her. What's one more night?
I can't anymore. I'm lost again.
What happened this time? Did she figure you out? Did she catch you with someone else? Or did she just realize that you're too dense and full of yourself to care about anyone else?
Please, Nina.
How long have you been sleeping in the desert?
I'm too old to keep going on like this.
I already lived through this. You can fess up.
My body is giving out.
Craziest thing? The absolute craziest thing is that I would still be with you if you hadn't left. And what would that say about me?
Nothing is finalized yet.
But maybe you helped me grow up. So for that, Daniel, I thank you.
I still love you.
I've moved on, Daniel. I thought you had too, but maybe you're sicker than I thought.
Just one night, please. That's all I need. I'll sleep on the couch, I promise.
I can't do that to the kids.
Fine. The garage. I'll sleep in the car.
I can't do it to myself, Daniel.
I bought that car, remember?
No. This is goodbye, Daniel. It's not running away. It's not leaving a note. It's not open-ended, dot, 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 dot. This is goodbye. Forever, finished, done.
But I love you.
I never said I didn't love you, Daniel. I just said it's done.
Nina, wait.
What?
I need a suit.
A what?
A suit. I need a suit. How can I be a man if I don't have a suit?
Nina reaches into her purse. She hands Dan a wad of cash, then turns back into her house and closes the door.
You're still a wolf in sheep's clothing to me.
Around the Sun is written and directed by Brad Forenza. For full credits and more content, please visit aroundthesunpodcast.com. If you enjoyed this episode, remember to like, share, and subscribe.
Come on, give us a little sugar.
You can find us on social media and continue the conversation by using the hashtag AroundTheSunPodcast.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.